Day 245, or September the 2nd. True change doesn't come by chance. Our thoughts today come from Hosea chapter 5, verse 15. Then I will return to my lair, until they have borne their guilt and seek my face. In their misery they will earnestly seek me. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. Israel goes out of their way to disobey God and worship the gods of their pagan neighbours. Hosea was preaching just before the prophet Amos, and both of them probably lived to witness the Assyrians invade and ultimately scatter the northern tribes. This left only the two southern ones, Judah and Benjamin. This willful disobedience cost the northern tribes greatly. But many faithful individuals migrated south into Judah, where they continued to serve their God faithfully. And now today's action step. Until we admit we are in need, we will never turn to God. I've heard it said that when John Wesley preached in big cities like Newcastle-on-Tyne, he always first preached God and his law. Wesley said that he only preached Jesus when his audience bowed their heads and were aware of their sins, and even then only a glimpse at first, until they were really seeking a solution to their problem of sin and separation from God. Sometimes we offer Jesus as a solution before people are aware of their problem. It's like selling headache tablets to someone who doesn't know they have a headache. God told his people through Hosea that he would patiently wait until his people realize that they are miserable and earnestly seek a solution in God. I remember questioning what life was all about in my late teens and finally looked for a solution in God. I gave him 12 months, and he graciously met me long before the year was out. I thought I needed something, but I actually needed someone. Bear this in mind when you are tempted to dump the whole gospel on an unsuspecting friend or relative. Unless the Holy Spirit is part of your conversation, there is a danger that your words are nothing more than hot air.